Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, we'll introduce you to this very fascinating group of people.
It takes hours of training, of course, to pilot a Barrow effectively. It just all started with just messing around. And then it's been sort of like in various guises since then. Not just in Bradninch, it started in Woodbury and then it moved and then it's been in Bradninch probably, or rather this group, because there are other Red Barrows groups around the country, I think.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The day is Monday. This is the tale of your weekends told through emojis. Get this from Peter, everybody. It's a film camera emoji, a ghost emoji, a DVD emoji, which I've not seen used in such a long time.
No, there was one.
And then a little timer, an egg timer emoji. And what this tells us about Peter's weekend is just lovely, because he says, morning, Dave, morning, team. I was watching a film, Paranormal Activity, on DVD, where absolutely nothing happened for 20 minutes. It turns out the DVD had jammed, but because so many shots feature a camera in a bedroom not moving, it took me 20 minutes to realise.
That's amazing. I love it.
Just like having it on
it's
pause.
It's like, wow, this is a long bit, isn't it? This is like the director's cut.
Yeah. This is so artistic. I'll give it a standing ovation. It's fantastic. And then we move into, we've got the kind of steak emoji, burger emoji, hot dog emoji, chicken leg emoji. Then we've got beers, scooter, party, balloon, present. I think that's grapes. Is that grapes hanging, Matt? What is that one in the middle there?
What the hell that is. Yeah.
What the hell is that? Then we've got beers, whiskey, wine, champagne, motorhome, and a hammer. So, took a dark turn. Darker than Paranormal Activity from Pete. Morning, Dave and the team. Friday night barbecue and a couple of shandies with friends. Saturday, took my new scooter for a ride. And then get this, this person celebrated a 21st, a 30th, and a 60th birthday, all from the same family on the same day. Wow. And then on Sunday, did some work on their motorhome. So that's how we roll. What about you guys out there? The tale of your weekend.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is your weekend in emojis. Keep them coming to 8, 12, 15. For me, one of the highlights of my weekend, I'm going to use the little girl emoji, a shop emoji, a T-shirt emoji, a wad of money emoji, some eyes, then a bear head, and then a treasure chest. And what this is...
right.
And that's the end of the show, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Arrivederci. No, what this is my daughter went shopping with Sarah Jane to buy some clothes, and she said, can I get something for Daddy, which is so sweet. And she picked out a T-shirt for me, and which is so lovely, and she bought it back from the clothes shop. It wasn't very expensive. Mm. And she bought it back for me, and I it was a big like presentation for Daddy. Here's a T-shirt I bought you. I love it. I'm going to wear it to the show tomorrow. And the eyes and the bear head and the chest are, unfortunately, it happens to be exactly the same colour as my skin, and so I look like I'm naked from the waist up. And this isn't fit for work. This T-shirt, it's also semi-sheer. So, hello, work colleagues. These are my nipples. Are you boys welcome?
Yes.
Welcome.
It's lovely to be reacquainted with them.
Glenn's not seen them since 2019. So, you're welcome, everyone. Yes, yeah, so Evie did buy me a gift, and it's so thoughtful, but unfortunately, it's a semi-sheer T-shirt that's in exactly the same colour as my skin.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm wearing it because I said I would, so I've got to wear it. Yeah. She'll know otherwise. She'll just know. Matt Dyson, I have a feeling you're going to keep it daughter-related with your weekend.
Well, I am going to keep it daughter-related because they've been trying to get Taylor Swift tickets for ages. Well, Katie's been mainly doing it. We had this code that you can buy tickets from.
But it's people like Old Swiss who go every night and take all the tickets away from the other
people
fans.
That go numerous times.
They
not
sell
just
them
once.
Outside the stadium.
Could you stop making wristbands during the show? Focus on what we're doing here.
And then on Saturday, Katie was in a pub with her friend on Saturday having lunch, and she thought she'd check and see if there's anything on offer in the code.
Yeah.
And there were tickets available.
Wow.
And she bought four of them. She said, do I want to come? I said, no. I don't need to go.
You're not interested?
I don't need to go. Well, it goes on too long.
It's the most talked
long.
About yeah. gig of the
it
last decade.
It goes on forever.
You watched it's unbelievable.
I've seen it. I watched the whole 3.5 hours on Disney+, so I feel like I know it, so it's fine.
But I've watched Get Back. I've not been on tour with the Beatles. I mean,
yeah, yeah. But I sort of like to see my daughter's reaction because they're very excited.
I bet it was priceless,
and they're going to be freaking out of the gig, but it's fine. Katie's going with her friend, and Bess and Maggie are going, and they're going to have the time of their lives.
I can't believe
they actually got tickets last minute.
No, it's great. I can't believe there's not an actual Taylor Swift emoji either, which is what we discovered when we were trying to comedy together.
Yeah, but Hypebeast Womble's idea was to just do a blowing wind sort of thing for Swift.
Yeah.
Let's
end this talk a bit on that. Just before we go,
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Matt, what is going on out there?
Well, I love an advert jingle as much as the next person, as you know.
I know where you're going with this already. I'm excited that this has made it to the show.
I quite enjoyed the reworking of the Gillette song for the shaving adverts, The Best a Man Can Get, by Tom Grennan. You may have heard it or seen it on the television. Yes. It's actually quite a good reworking, added a little bit more to the song.
Well, it was going to be a cool badge of mine because the first time I saw the advert with the Tom Grennan version of the song, I actually then paused the TV, rewound it and watched it again. Which is so cool, magic. But if you haven't heard it, I mean...
it's pretty good. You're looking
sharp, you've come so and then there's Ian Wright...
Yes,
righty.
A few celebs.
And a succession of, models just shaving various parts of their bodies. Mm-hmm. And it's a thing of beauty. I mean, it's...
I like it.
It's the bit of my brain that loves Rocky IV, loves this song.
Yes, it is. That's
I don't know, it's firing. I don't know what it is.
Cheesy 80s soft rock, isn't it? But
100%.
It almost wakes you well up and then you realise it's just an advert for a razor.
Do you know what it feels like? It feels like when they have an official England song for the World Cup.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's never this is like the Embrace one.
Yes.
Everyone's a Kasabian Heroes, but no, this, you've got Embrace instead.
Yeah, the real... pulling on the heartstrings. Anyway, it's been so popular.
I'm going to pull it out before the voiceover.
People have seen it. Yeah,
come on. That's the best bit. I love the talking bit of the song.
Yeah. The presenters' union will be up in arms. I'm going to get called about this later.
That's enough of that. Yeah. So many people asked him to release it.
Yeah.
He's actually released it.
It's brilliant.
So,
great move, Tom.
An actual advert jingle has been released. Madness. And I like it. I'm going to listen to it on the way home.
Do you know what? Is it weird that I think that Tom Grennan's Gillette song is one of the best songs of the last decade.
It's better than the original, surely, isn't it? And then the other stars of the weekend are the Red Barrows. Anna Geary, you sent me this story. It's great.
I thought this had a whiff of Geary about it.
Such a Devon story, right? They are the Red Barrows, a precision wheelbarrow flying collective from Bradninch in Devon, right?
And
Bradninch in the house, and they get together and they wear, like the Red Arrow planes, they wear red outfits and they have red wheelbarrows and they move them around.
And they're the comparison between the two ends.
Yes. This is my cool badge. This is what I'm watching.
Yeah, you watch it. I mean, to be fair, I've watched it. It's all right. It looks like a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And they even have a flamed hoop that they go up a ramp and jump through.
I think it's very impressive.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, do you want to hear from the organiser, the man
please.
Behind it? Lewis Lister is his name.
It's a display of precision barrow flying, basically.
Flying.
We have a flame hoop, we have ramp. It's really all pretty spectacular stuff. It takes hours of training, of course, to pilot a barrow effectively. It just all started with just messing around. And then it's been sort of in various guises since then. Not just in Bradninch. It started in Woodbury and then it moved and then it's been in Bradninch probably... or rather this group, because there are other Red Barrows groups around the country, I think.
Yeah, don't get bogged down in that, Lewis.
I think whenever I see a builder get a wheelbarrow up one of those narrow planks into a skip,
wider plank. Yeah, it's crazy.
I just don't think I could ever... I'd like to give it a go. Maybe that's a story arc.
They're so heavy.
You just see them one go straight at that narrow ramp. It's incredible.
It's about time they got some credit, isn't it? Yeah, so here's to the wheelbarrow.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show
Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning and you're listening to this breakfast show. And of course, at the start of every week, it can mean only one thing. Your opportunity to let your freak flag fly by completing the sentence, Dave, is it weird that I, now don't be concerned, The number is 8-12-15. And every Monday, so many of you out there and us here in the studio get involved, including Callum, who told us this just last week. Is it weird that I
brush my teeth in the bath every day?
Brush your teeth in the bath every day. Well, this has divided the team here, because producer Ellie is hell-bent that this is the most normal thing that anybody could ever do. I think it's unusual. I mean, it depends if there's any water in the bath. Are you just sitting in there with it empty, brushing your teeth, Callum?
I can confirm there's definitely water in the bath.
Yeah. Okay, because there's a fine line between cry for help and is it weird that I... So you're on the right side of that line, at least.
Thank you.
I suppose what I've got to ask, really, and the question that will be at the forefront of everybody's mind is, do you spit your own toothpaste into your own bath water, or have you got, like, a spittoon, like a cowboy next to the bath? What are you doing?
I've got to admit, it's the former of...
Callum!
That is ridiculous.
That's grim!
So we all like some bubbles in the bath, but not like our minty waste product. Yeah, that is horrible.
What do you think about that, Anna?
I think that was disgusting.
It's weird, disgusting. Is it disgusting that I... So Callum's done his bit, now it's over to you. Is it weird that I... 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as, of course, does that opportunity for you to share your weirdness with the group. Mine is on the way, coming up just after 8, but get in touch right now at 8-12-15. This person wishes to remain anonymous. It's not the weirdest one we've ever had. You could have shared your name. Dave, is it weird that I rearrange my football shirts every day in a different order?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Sincerely, Erling Haaland.
Yeah, surely the kit man should be doing that for you. Yeah. Dan in Kent, letting it all hang out. He's Dan, he lives in Kent, and he says, Dave and the team, is it weird that when I'm tired, I click my ear with two fingers?
Wow. The tab bit at the bottom.
Is that like something from maybe when you were...
That's weird. I'm
young.
Sure I saw a video of Bob Mortimer doing
that. Did you refer to your earlobe as the tab bit at the bottom?
The earlobe.
The tab bit at the bottom. Well, thank you, Doctor.
They are called tabs further north. Yeah, your tabs. Right. Yeah, your tabs.
Well, we call it a cob where I'm from.
This is a bomb. I got my left arm pierced when I was at school. A tab, really?
Yeah, click your tabs, yeah. That's what everyone says.
Don't say it like it's a normal thing. Click your tabs.
I've never tried clicking my ears, but I like it. It's quite painful, actually.
Click your tabs, we're going to be late. Okay, so Dan, yes, it seems it is weird, but, you know, it gives you comfort when you're tired. That's absolutely fine.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning, and as we embark on another week, we have five more opportunities for you to earn yourself a shout-out on 5 weeks of shout-outs. Yes, we are dedicating this section of the show before the return of Five Words, Five Grand, to you getting an ode of love out there to somebody special, maybe a shout-out to a family member. If you want to call out your mortal enemy for a fight in a car park, I will also do that.
Yeah.
Or, of course, a plug for your small or independent business. Keep those creative taglines coming as well. But, of course, you need to do a little bit of work to earn that. And the work includes my first, my last, my everything, which is the first note and the last note of a song stuck together. Identify it, you can have your shout-out. And this is coming up just after 8 on Absolute Radio Noughties. But who on earth is this?
I think I know, yeah.
Very recognisable.
Yeah,
we've all got it here. Yeah. What about you guys out there? Which band or artist is that? Send it along to 8-12-15.
When you play just that snippet, it sounds like an alarm.
What have I forgotten to do? I've got to put the bins out. It's just on 7:30. So, I want your names, your answers, whatever you would like in your shout-out. You know what we're doing here. The number, 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We're currently doing 5 weeks of shout-outs before the return of Five Words, Five Grand in this little time slot. And Mondays and Fridays games are my first, my last, my everything. The first note and last note of a song in this morning's case coming up on Absolute Radio Noughties. Can you identify it? Here's a little reminder. It was, of course, Florence and the Machine. Well done to Cole and Keith travelling to Maidstone from Barnsley. Kieran and all the Openreach engineers in Perth, who are all fantastic, except Alan. Get it together, Alan. Nancy, Daddy loves you. What? Rachel at work playing with cement. Shout out to my hubby, Hodge. Emma, the chauffeur from Mould in North Wales, but currently hanging around Manchester Airport waiting for the next plane to land. Shout out to all of us working at T.S. Thomas Butchers in Good Manchester. And that is Jake, Tom, Chris, Mike, Wendy and Conrad. I don't know if I ever mentioned this, Matt.
Oh, yes.
I was in Godmanchester.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thanks.
And I really fancied a sausage.
Yeah.
And I thought... Yeah. And I thought... Thank you, Anna. And I thought, where am I going to go to get my sausage in this neck of the woods?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I saw it. A sign. Ooh. It was a stripy sign. It had that fake grass in the window. Yeah, it was T.S. Thomas Butchers. And I went in there, and Jake, Tom, Chris, Mike, Wendy and Conrad could not have serviced me better.
I remember you saying something like the best in the Cambridgeshire area or something like
100%.
That.
100%. Yeah, yeah. Their sausage was delicious. A big shout out to Thames Vet in Ham, who are always happy. It was quite meaty today on the shout out. Yeah. I don't mean the pets, by the way. Thames Vet in Ham, who are always happy to treat your pets with a smile and top care. Isn't that lovely? Tom from Maidstone on the way back to graphic design day job after a great weekend playing with the Real Deal Collective Function Band. I don't know if I ever told you this, Matt. But I was in the market for a function band.
Function band,
you
were having a function.
I was having a function. You were all there. It was great. And I thought, surely I can't just get up on stage and waffle on for 4 hours. As much as I would like that, I've got to provide some other kind of entertainment.
Can't just get any collective.
You throw the wildest functions.
They are wild. And I thought, I can't just have some fake collective function band. Yeah, exactly. I need the real deal. Yeah. And that's exactly what I got, and they were fantastic. And finally, Terry at TSS Carpentry, fitting Velux roof balconies. And at TSS, they bringing light to people's lives.
Oh, lovely work.
That's
lovely.
From Terry there.
TSS.
So.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning, and of course, this is your opportunity to proudly let your freak flag fly as you complete the sentence, "Is it weird that I..." The number is 81215. And having used that number ever so wisely, we can now cross live to Dundee and Leslie. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, darling. Good morning. How are you?
Hello. Oh, I'm better now. What a lovely... Why don't more listeners say hello, darling, to me when I bring them to the show? Leslie, I love your weirdness. It's superb and it's music-based, so it gets a double tick from me. Would you please complete the sentence, "Is it weird that I..."
"Can only empty my dishwasher to Mambo Number 5.
It's true. I'm not saying it. Leslie's saying it. So, Leslie, why is it Mambo Number 5 by Lou Bega that is the perfect musical accompaniment to emptying your dishwasher? Why is that?
Because it gets me singing, it gets me moving, and it gets the job done. A little bit of money in one go.
Have you ever thought of reworking any of the original lyrics? A little bit of side plate in my life or anything like that as you're taking them out?
No, I've never thought of that, but you know what? I'm going to give that a go.
Okay, thank you. Because the tone of your voice there was like, "Dave, you're a bit weird." And coming from you, Leslie, that's offensive.
I have a question, darling, if you don't mind me calling you darling. What did you do before the song came out?
Good question.
Sink.
I was a bit glum about the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. It took ages. It took forever.
And then along came a hero.
Absolutely.
What kind of dishwasher person are you? Are you like my wife? Do you just chuck it all in there? Or are you like me? Are you like a Swedish architect where everything is neatly planned out?
I'm a bit of a dishwasher Jenga.
Right, okay.
Oh.
Throwing it in there. Okay, are there any other chores you do around the house that have a specific song that you use, or is it just the dishwasher and just Mambo Number 5?
Well, hoovering, that kind of has to be Paolo Nutini, really.
Okay, which one?
Yeah. Oh, Pencil Full of Lead.
Right, okay.
The obvious choice.
Any others?
No, that's my best one.
Okay. That's as deep as the weirdness goes. Well, Leslie, I must say, darling, it has been a charm having you on the show. Thank you for sharing your weirdness. Never change. We'll speak to you real soon. Give it up for Leslie, everyone.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah?
Can I say one thing?
Go on.
I worked in mental health and learning disabilities, and the importance of having fun, having a laugh, and being social and connected is what you guys do every morning. And so I absolutely applaud you. Thank you for that.
Wow. Leslie, that's such a kind thing to say. It really is. It's a privilege to do this every morning. And, you know, if we do help anybody along in their day, then that is a wonderful thing. So for you to say that, given the role that you have, it means a lot to all of us. Everyone here at Absolute Radio, thanks you for your kind words. The great work. Speak to you soon, Leslie.
Bye, fellas.
Take care now. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, Leslie, you're a star.
Amazing.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
On the way, we're going to have a game of the smash. We're going to bring two different topics together for you to have some wordplay fun. But first, is it weird that Andy says, cheers, Dave. And then, is it weird that I put my Mars bar in the freezer and then once it is rock solid, I chop it into tiny little pieces, separating the chocolate and the caramel and the nougat.
Ooh.
I'm 48. I've been doing this for as long as I can remember. This is like Willy Wonka meets the Wasp Factory.
Dissecting.
It was unsettling. Normal to a point. Up until the freezer bit, it was like, yeah, I can see this sounds pretty good. And then it suddenly got into the dissection territory.
Yeah. The chopping into little bits. But I quite like the idea of that whole line of caramel just separated out. I'm sort of with Andy on that.
It was created to be eaten as a whole. It's one of the great confectionery inventions, isn't it? The Mars bar. Just leave it alone,
but,
Andy.
You know, deconstruct away, Andy, I say.
You think so? Yeah. Okay, I'm saying weird. You're saying not weird, Anna?
It never lasts long enough for me to dissect.
Oh, right.
No, it's gone. Well, there's that as well. It's gone. Glenn?
Weird and creepy.
Don't call me that when we're doing the show. I don't mind it in the canteen. Matt Dyson, there's something that you need to share with the group.
Oh, yes.
Last week, we were talking about something off air, and Matt said something, and then he just kind of tried to carry on the conversation. I was like, whoa there, cowboy. I think we need to talk about this on Monday. Yeah.
Is it weird that my dogs watch Loose Women?
There you go. No, you can't just chuck it out there and expect to move on.
I think it's quite normal for people to leave the telly on to keep them company during the day.
Yeah, which is a lovely
thing. So when Katie's working upstairs in the day, they'll have Loose Women on for most of the lunchtime.
You've got a Great Dane McDonald, don't you?
The smash has started already, yeah. And so they love it. They seem to really get into it. They're quite calm. You know, when Charlene White hosts it, they're pretty calm.
Yeah.
Janet Street Porter, when she's on it, they get a bit uppity and they start to get...
And then
Fred howls whenever Colleen Nolan's on.
They've got favourite presenters.
So the lineups ever changing. Yeah. So yeah, some days they're fine, some days they're not.
The thing with the dog series, that if they do like a presenter or they don't decide to take to social media and tell that presenter that they don't like them.
Yeah.
That they should, for example, shut up and play some more music. Just something like that. I don't know. I'm just saying, they don't do that.
I've tried to teach them, but they can't do it.
So we had a smash lined up. I said that at the top of this talk a bit. But I think we're going to have to change it up because, Glenn, you just did a fantastic piece of wordplay right there. So I'll reveal the two topics, if you haven't already guessed them, for the smash next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning, and as promised, it is time for the smash. The one we had planned we'll probably do later on in the week. We had to mix it up after Matt Dyson finally revealed that it is weird that his dogs watch Loose Women. Glenn, can I have your punters again, please?
I think it was Great Dane McDonald, I think.
Great Dane McDonald. Yeah. Means we have to do dogs versus TV shows. Yes, anything to do with the adorable world of dogs, or the breeds, the accoutrements, whatever it may be, plus TV shows, whether it be the stars of TV shows, the names of TV shows, dramas, comedies, whatever it is, 8, 12, 15. Sherlock a Spaniel is what I came out with.
Yes.
Well, you didn't have long to do this. I've got Game of Bones as well.
Lovely,
yeah. Thanks, Anna.
It's solid, yeah.
What you got, Matty D?
Pomeranian Beale and German Ben Shepherd. That's all I've got.
I like that, Danka. And what have you got for us, Anna?
Pitbull House, starring Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Brilliant.
That's a blast from the past.
Nickelodeon!
Since 1998.
Come K9 with me.
Oh, no. Very good. Glenn! Yes, good.
Chow, I Met Your Mother. Ali McBeagle and Pedigree Chum Mothers Do Have Them.
Oh, yes!
What a triple whammy from Glenn. So it's over to you. Anything to do with dogs, TV shows, 8, 12, 15. Make sure you include your name, maybe where you are, so you can get the recognition you probably so rightly deserve.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning, and this thing dropped into our brains last minute. It is the smash, and it is dogs versus TV shows, because Matt's two dogs like nothing more than chilling out in front of loose women.
Yes, they love it.
So we wanted you to bring those two worlds together in your brains, and Ian in Reading gets us underway with St Bernard's Watch. Now, Matt didn't know what that is because he's too old, no. But obviously we all know that show, right,
what
from
was
Matt.
It called,
I went to uni with him.
With who?
With Bernard.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow. St Bernard's Watch. Excellent.
What was it about, Dave?
Oh, you know Bernard and
Bernard
his watch.
And a watch.
He could freeze time.
Yeah, he could freeze time.
Sounds great.
Dave, you explain the rest.
Yeah, yeah, and he would using, and then he'd watch out, you know, He'd use his watch. Gosh.
Wow.
I was just so young when he was on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a bit of a blur.
Impossibly young.
Desperate House Woofs is great work. Stephanie in Birmingham. Auschwitz Zane Whippet from Southampton. Ooh. Red Setter Dwarf from Cara in Swansea. Border Collie Force is excellent, Hilary in Medlington. Shih Tzu Creek from Kathy in Wales.
Nice.
Greyhound's Anatomy is good work from Tim in Hereford.
Yeah.
Dog to Who from Kaz in Balham, and Ted Lasio from Ryan in Leamington Spa. Very
amazing.
Good work. Matt, what about the socials?
Annie QPR on Twitter's gone for Doberman about the house. Beagles about us come from Simon. Airwolf says Ben.
Yes.
Labrador the Explorer is another one. Jane's gone for Afghan Rufus Hound, which I quite like. And Neil says Kojak Russell.
Yes! Oh, well done, everybody. It was all so lovely. Last minute for us all, but you have not let us down. Dogs versus TV shows is a success.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And look at that. Monday morning's edition of The Breakfast Show is done and dusted. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and joining in. It's always a great way to start the week because you completing the sentence, "Is it weird that I..." is an absolute highlight. It's a launch pad for me into what is going to be a great 5 days here on the show. So thank you for sharing the things that make you quirky, particularly to listener Leslie, who not only was hilarious in her story, but also said such touching things at the end that really mean a lot to me and everyone on the show. So you can listen to what Leslie had to say for yourselves in the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast, which will be available shortly. Or, of course, you can listen again on demand in the free Rayo app. But Matt, today's episode of the show is going to need a title.
Mm-hmm.
And do we go with... I think I've broken the podcast now.
Oh, no, the bell's broken.
What a way to find out.
Oh, no,
life in the old dog,
yeah.
Okay, beer, champagne, motorhome, hammer. lovely to be reacquainted with your nipples. Click your tabs. The sausage of God Manchester. Meaty shout-outs, and I was having a function.
I think the stars of the show have been your nipples, so maybe Glenn's observation about being reacquainted with them should be the way to go.
Yes, this T-shirt that my daughter, who's 5, bought for me is a touch on the semi-sheer side. Okay, that is the name of the podcast. Lovely to be reacquainted with your nipples. Right, Leona Graham's up next. She's got your tea break trivia for you and the details you need to enter the cash register, which this Friday would love to give away £290,000. As for us lot, well, we'll be back amongst you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So until then, as always, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.